Hi, Jenny. This is Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you on this rainy day?
I'm doing great because I'm inside. So tell me your story.
First of all, I had it done just over 14 months ago, and the procedure itself took about an hour, and I felt next to nothing. They give you a small sedative, but nothing very invasive at all. And I walked out of there. We brought crutches, not knowing what to expect. And I was able to walk slowly out of there, put ice and elevate that day and part of the next day, and started walking pretty normally, not full speed, the third day. Started doing physical therapy 7 days later and was back playing pickleball, which is my favorite sport, 7 weeks later. Now I can do anything. Hike. I hike a lot. I play pickleball a lot. I work out, do spin classes, biking, anything. It's like night and day between the time before I had my knee done, which was bone on bone, and now. It's just so great.
So, Jenny, describe what was the knee like when you first went into Dr. Wagner's office?
Basically, it's not visual, but if I tried putting a lot of weight on it, and like in pickleball where you have to move back and forth, so similar to tennis, it would hurt if I didn't wear my brace. And so I wore a brace for 4 years, and for most anything else, just walking, I was fine. But anything with, a lot of movement and a lot of resistance and stuff like that.
So it couldn't take exertion is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And lateral movement and stuff like that.
And how long had that been going on?
At least 4 years. I wore a brace for 4 years. Before that, I just did everything in pain and then finally figured out that a brace would help. And it did a lot. But I knew that it was only a matter of time, and it limited the amount of time I could play or go hiking or whatever. After about 6 miles of hiking and 2 hours of pickleball, my knee would say, okay, that's enough. It would start hurting even with the brace on. So I just decided after talking to Dr. Wagner, it'd be the best thing to do it now rather than wait until it got really bad.
Did you consider surgery at any point?
I did not. No, I know too many people that have had problems with knee replacement in particular, and I just didn't want to put anything in my body that didn't belong there. If that makes sense?
Yes. So I guess the stem cells don't fit that description then.
No, because they take stem cells out of your own body and mix them with platelet, I believe it's called. I'm not an expert on the procedure. Mix it together with this procedure that they do and insert it back into your own body all within the hour time period that you're there. So it's, a very simple procedure and as natural as you can get, really.
So what made you consult with Dr. Wagner in particular?
He's very low-key, extremely positive about what he's doing, but he doesn't push at all. It's like he tells you what he can do and what he thinks will be the results and then lets you decide. So I just liked his approach a lot.
There's certainly been a lot of claims made about stem cells and some pretty sketchy websites that talk mm-hmm. about stem cells. Did you ever have any qualms about this idea when you heard the phrase stem cells?
I felt going through a referral, somebody who had actually heard about his success rate was way more important and a better way to consult than to just go on the internet. And I know these seminars that are out there now, which they do a lot of advertising and all that. I've spoken to quite a few people that have been to the seminars and really felt that they weren't getting the straight story.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting more pie in the sky stuff or, these claims like you're talking about of doing brains and all sorts of stuff. And mm-hmm. that's, I'm not sure it's been proven. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there are, you're right, there's a lot of false claims out there.
So you'd say it was a good 7 weeks then before you noticed that everything was perfectly fine?
Not perfectly fine. I had to get into sports slowly. Mm-hmm. So because the problem is you're doing physical, or I did physical therapy almost every day. Yeah. Didn't go there, but I did it at home. But it still takes time to, your leg is atrophied a little bit during this time because you're not doing your regular exercise. So I went out thinking, oh, I'm fine now, and figured out very quickly that I wasn't fine, that I needed to slowly get back into it. So I would start with like half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, like that. So you can, it's like anything else. You can't just jump right back into where you were before. You have to be smart about it.
So this is not a magic wand then. You have to follow the rehabilitation procedure for it to work.
Oh yeah. I mean, I know people that have not done physical therapy. You have to rehabilitate your whatever body part you're working on. So I totally believe in physical therapy. 100%.
Yeah.
So they worked with the doctor. Excuse me?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. So how do you know it was the stem cell therapy and not the fact that you were very good about your physical therapy?
I don't know. I don't think if I just did physical therapy, because basically what stem cell does is it rebuilds whatever, you know, like my knee, for instance, it rebuilds the cartilage and all that from your own stem cells. So you're healing from within. And you can't do that with just physical therapy, I don't think.
And you have not felt the need to put the brace back on then?
No, I'm happy, so happy not to have it.
What would you recommend then to people who hear this and say, I wonder if this is right for me?
Well, I've recommended Dr. Wagner to a whole bunch of people. And I recommend, first of all, going on to his website. There's a lot of information on there. And then if you have more questions, the best thing is just to go meet with him and have him look at MRIs or whatever you have or whatever you need to get from him. And he will give you an honest assessment of how he can help you and then make the decision about what you want to do.
And no pie-in-the-sky promises.
I did not experience that at all, and neither have my referrals. And I have a friend in pickleball who did the same thing earlier this year, and she's really happy too.
By the way, what's your pickleball ranking these days?
Well, if I were playing tournament, between 4.0 and 4.5.
Well, good for you. So so now you're actually a pickleball instructor.
I am, yes. Mm-hmm. And I play too, yeah.
Pretty good.
But I'm not a certified instructor, mm-hmm. which isn't that important nowadays, but there are people that are actually certified, and I volunteer my time as a pickleball teacher.
Oh, good for you. So, anything else you'd like to add then?
I can't think of anything. I just say, go try him out. Go to Dr. Wagner. He is awesome.
All right. That's a pretty good summary. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.